I'm so slow today.
I'm tired too.
I thought getting coffee from Dunkin' would help, but it was literally all creamer with a splash of coffee.
Mm.
So really, I'm just going to be shitting later.
That sounds like my kind of coffee. It's actually been really good lately. I've been getting some too, and it doesn't taste like horrible river water. It tastes good. Bearable.
It's bearable.
So I'm like, ooh.
Good.
Dunkin's been doing really well for me.
Keem's back with us today.
Keem!
He was out for a couple weeks.
Hi, guys.
I had him say hi on, well, he didn't really say hi on live. Oh, yeah, you did. You
like said hi on live. He's like the mysterious
man behind that, the lens.
Yeah, nobody ever sees him, but everyone always hears him. It's so funny.
People were on my live and they were like, you're a great mom, but you make bad decisions. And so I was like,
he just like randomly said that to
you. Yeah, I was just like, that's so backhanded. Like, that's so weird. Like, to say that. And nobody says that in real life. So I was like, hey, Keem, I don't like your outfit today. I don't agree with your outfit. And he's like, why?
I don't agree with your outfit.
Well, because it's just like
wearing people, all black.
People saying that, like, could you imagine saying that to someone in real life, like in person?
Yeah, I could never.
V, you're such a good mom, but I don't agree with your.
My fashion sense? Fuck you.
I don't agree with your. I don't know what I would say, but you know what I mean? Like, you would be like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck you. Fuck off. I don't care.
So I was just like, I can't.
I hate
today.
A backhanded compliment.
Why? Like, what is the purpose?
Pet peeve of mine.
Yes.
Like, I hate when people comment on stuff and they're like, oh, like, your hair looks good, but like, don't put the
say
butt.
Anything else.
Don't add the butt. I don't care about your butt. Like, I don't give a fuck. Anything that comes after that, I don't care.
That's so weird.
Like, you keep your opinion to yourself.
So
it really is true. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
And if you're gonna give a backhanded compliment, don't.
Yeah,
literally, just don't.
Yeah, it's like weird. I don't like that at all. But anyways, did you have any topics today? Because I have some.
The listeners gave us some topics: mom loneliness, teenage privacy, moms on meds, self care,
moms on meds. We should get that on a shirt.
That's what I said. I'm like, that should be a whole brand.
We should make. Seriously, that is a good one.
Learning versus failure, and they didn't give really
a lot of stuff
context. Yeah. And then I wrote down men getting their nails done.
Oh yeah, because we just talked about that with Keem.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that first then, because I feel like.
Relevant,
yeah.
Fresh.
Keem, what was your experience getting your nails done?
Get on the mic.
Okay.
How did you feel?
It was awkward.
Why?
Because so you know how like men have to be men, right? In most situations, right?
That's what they say.
When you go to a nail salon, it's two things you feel, right? So. You go to a nail salon, it's like it's a lot of women. So it's like, yes, women around.
Yeah. Makes you feel proud.
But then, like, on the other hand, it's like, okay, this is awkward. Right? Because it's okay, like, there's no masculine thing to do. There's not a certain way to put your hand out.
Around you.
Like, I learned a guy go like, there's no other way to do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. It's not a comfortable situation.
But would you go back?
I would. I it was cool. It was relaxing. I would go back, but like it's nothing that I would tell my friends. Like, hey man, we should all do a fellas day at the nail salon.
Like, let's all get mani pedis.
Self care for men. All y'all should do that though.
So cute. That would be so.
My nail tech's husband does nails, like with her.
That's awesome.
And I don't look at him any. Different.
So many men nail techs too.
Yeah, I don't look at them any different. Or if I see men in the nail salon, like I don't think any differently of them.
Let me tell you, the men who do nails are so good. Like I feel like the men that I've had that do my nails are better than some of the females
women.
That have done my nails. And I'm like, what? Like they got skill. Like they, I don't know what it is they be doing, but I love them.
Yeah,
I love them.
I've never really had a bad experience. Like I used to go to where you go.
Yeah.
And Jonathan used to do my pedicures, and he always did my like he.
Oh yeah, he.
Is he still there, or is he back
wait,
in college?
Is it Jonathan or no? I go to Mike.
Okay, so John used to do my pedicures every time. I didn't think anything different of him.
No, Yeah, Mike, he does my feet. Like, there's another guy there that, like, does nails and everything. And they're just,
my
like,
ex would so beg cool. me to go get pedicures with me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He had nice feet. I didn't have any, like...
It makes you just feel good.
Feel good, yeah.
Joe got it done, like, the night... I think that they went, like, the day before our rehearsal dinner and stuff. Like, his sister took him. Mm-hmm. And he got his nails done, his feet done. And the whole time, I'm like, how are you? Like, how do you feel? He's like, this feels good. Like, they're giving me a massage. Like, he was just feeling it.
That's really why I get the pedicure is the massage. Like, that's why he loves it. I tell Angie, sure. That's my nail tech. I'm like, I just come for the massage.
But
like,
he was like, my hands never felt better. Like, he's like, I feel, like, really clean. Like, really, really clean. Like, and he's like, now I get why you like getting your nails. I'm like, yeah, it just makes you feel, like, better.
I do wish that some of the salons, though, would take their time. Like, I know that they're overbooked and overworked and underpaid, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, I do tip well, so I wish they would take their time a little bit more.
Yeah, I tip
well. And I had this one nail tech that came to my hotel, and I think it was in Atlanta or LA. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. She was so sanitary. I have never in my life had a nail tech as sanitary as her. She literally told me to go wash my hands as soon as she got there. Mm-hmm. She wanted me to wash them with soap twice before she started. She washed hers. She used hand sanitizer. Because I've heard rumors, I don't know if it's true, that they don't actually use the autoclave for, like, all their instruments.
Mm.
And so they're basically just, like, dipping them in sanitizer and calling it a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I do wish they would do those things and then take a little bit more time.
Yeah, because it freaks me out. Like, I don't want to know, like, you just did someone else's feet and then that thing is, like, not fully,
like, the pedicure stuff.
Me. Yeah.
They, like, dip it in, like, what is it called? Barbicide.
Mm-hmm.
Just get me a new one.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should just bring my own. I'll bring my own instrument.
Bring our own instrument. Yeah. They're going to hate
us. Can you use these? I'll autoclave them myself before I leave. It's fine.
That might be the most sanitary option that we can
literally
do, like, as women, because they're very...
Because I think they have... They're so overbooked.
Yeah.
They don't have time to put them in. And I'm not saying all nail salons are like that. I'm not saying that. But I have seen...
It's just easier for them too, I feel, probably. Yeah. So it's more convenient for them to just do that.
But
it's like, no... Mm-hmm. Like, that can cause, like, infections.
Yeah, just spend a little more time on that, and I'll wait.
I agree.
And then I'll tip more.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I tip well anyway, but...
That's how I feel. I'm like, damn, if I tip more, I'm tipping for a whole nother service at this point. Like, throw in a free wax or something.
Literally something. I got a little mustache going on.
Have they ever asked you, like...
No, in sixth grade.
Upper lip too.
Like, when I was in sixth grade, I was getting, like, a little manicure, just, like, gel polish. And she was like, eyebrows. And I was like, I'm in sixth grade. But she did my eyebrows.
Really?
I was terrified.
Oh, my God. Did she wax them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sixth grade.
I don't think I touched my eyebrows until I was, like, already in high school. I didn't touch my eyebrows.
I had
acrylics since, like, sixth grade. Like, why was I getting my nails done?
My nails were done. But my eyebrows, no.
My nails was done. My eyebrows was woofing. But I always had my nails did, baby.
That's me all the time. I always have my nails done.
I know.
I have a nail appointment after this, and I need inspo. The blue is for Lincoln's football team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done all the designs already, and I don't know what to do. So
I sent you, like, that DM yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Which one?
What was it? The other day.
You sent me a couple.
I sent you a funny one, but we didn't. But the one that I really wanted to talk about was the one with the girl that had the BBL.
Hold on. I'm about to pull it up.
That she went to the Dominican Republic?
Yep.
Because I thought that was so freaking crazy.
Hold on.
I felt so bad.
Where is it?
Did you watch it? Like, the whole thing?
Yeah.
She goes to DR, right? She gets the surgery done. She had lipo and she had a tummy tuck. And then she has a physical, right? But since then, she was complaining. She was complaining of just body aches, headaches, you know, just feeling really heavy all the time. So she went to the doctor. And the doctor tells her, hey, we just got your blood results. Why is your kidney count low? So then the doctor says, have you had any surgeries? Have you had any surgeries in the last year? Yes, I've had tummy tuck, I've had BBL, all of these things. So she has a CAT scans on. And during a CAT scan, it shows up. She only has one kidney. So down in DR, this botched organ selling doctor took one of her kidneys. She thought she was getting the steal of her life. She was like, $3,500 for all that. Yeah, sign me up. Little did she know that the doctor was actually selling her kidney. I don't know how much kidneys go on the black market, but I know it's way more than $3,500. Now she's trying to contact this doctor. Now she's trying to find out, okay, where is this doctor? This doctor disappeared, guys. Disappeared. The girl that was on freaking IG, come to find out, that girl was not even real. That girl was not even a real person. That girl was a botch account, fake ass account, and that account was actually taken down. It was shown that this girl that was like, oh yeah, my body this, and look at this doctor did this type of a job on me. All those pictures were taken off of Google. Those were Google stole pictures. So that wasn't even a real person, okay? So now my friend is pretty much like, oh my God, I can't find a doctor. I don't know exactly what the hell I'm gonna do. And now she has one kidney. Now she has one kidney and she's going through a whole bunch of freaking crap. Now she has to take medication. Now she has to do all these things. And now she really has to protect her one kidney because that's all she has.
Her one kidney.
So I...
It's terrifying.
...have had... I'm no stranger to plastic surgery, right? Mm-hmm. I had no issues with Dr. Miami at all.
Mm-hmm.
He took really good care of me. I have no complaints. It was comped. I don't know if I've ever said that.
Mm-hmm.
It was comped. I just had to pay for anesthesia.
As long as you put it on
Snapchat.
Yeah.
That being said, I feel like I went to a very well-known doctor who I would have, if it wasn't comped, I would have had to pay over 20 grand, right? Exactly. You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
I understand wanting to go to another country and, you know, you're saving your money and you really want your body done.
Mm-hmm.
But my, sorry, I have chapstick. I hate when I get my lips start peeling from chapstick.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you really want your body done, you need to save longer. Mm-hmm. And go to a reputable doctor because it's not worth. My friend went to Mexico. This is a friend that I've had on my podcast, a friend that I love dearly.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Mexico and she ended up coming home with sepsis.
Wow.
So the doctors in America told her that had she gone one more day, she would have died.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
Or was it sepsis or staph infection? I think it was sepsis in the blood.
Okay.
Either
way. You have to she think almost about done. Your long-term health when you're going yeah. under these procedures.
She loves her results.
Different countries.
And she's happy mm-hmm. with her results, but you're taking a huge risk, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it would have been different had she knew the language or yeah. had someone who could translate for her because yeah. that probably would help answer some questions that maybe they didn't have mm-hmm. asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
As far as like sanitary procedures mm-hmm. and things like that, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah,
you no, really
I
do.
100% believe that, and I feel like if I was to ever undergo like a big procedure on my body, whether it be my face, my stomach, like whatever that looks like, I'm never gonna half-ass that.
No,
like I don't think I would ever do the bare minimum. I'm doing the
extensive research.
I'm doing the utmost research about the doctor. I'm looking up testimonials. Like, I am looking up pictures. I want to go visit the place, you know? Like, I think I would be so over the top because there's no way I'm letting you touch me if I don't feel comfortable or mm-hmm. if I know, like...
And I'm not saying there's not great doctors in other countries. I'm not saying that at all.
Sure. I just think... still do your research. I mean...
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
You can't just go by somebody's word, you know?
Right.
Like, do your own research.
Or just go for the best deal. Like, yeah. that's not worth it. I would rather save for an extra year or an extra 2 years yeah. to get...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your kidney is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. It's not like she gave it
you're
up because
have lifelong
she...
lifelong problems now mm-hmm. because your body is only depending on that one kidney to literally keep you and your body functioning and alive. Like, that's terrible.
What if she needs a kidney?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now what?
Yeah. And like, doesn't that like also cut down your lifespan, like your lifespan?
I don't know. And I wonder like what would happen for her own medical insurance. Like, is her premium going to go up now too?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like so much changes. That's
or like, scary. Would they drop her because she got the surgery somewhere else?
They could do that.
I don't see why not.
That's crazy.
That's so fucking terrifying.
It is. As soon as I heard that and like her talking about the kidney being sold on like the black market, Oh my gosh.
Well, it's just
that
like
scares the fuck. Like the black.
I'll trade you a kidney for getting my body done.
Like you like, hear crazy stuff like that all the time, but like to really think about it and like, damn, this person really stole somebody's body, like your internal organs. Like that's terrifying. That's fucking scary. Like that's some sick shit.
You know what's even more fucked up is like, what if it wasn't a kidney? Like, what if they meant to take a kidney and they took something else? Because remember we talked about me getting my tubes cut out?
Yeah.
I went to the doctor yesterday and I – for something unrelated.
Yeah.
Completely unrelated. And I had told her that I want my tubes. Mm-hmm. Like, when they cut them out, I want them. And she was like, no, they have to send them to pathology. And I said, I know. My GYN told me that. And she said, because it's not for diseases. Mm-hmm. It's because they want to confirm that they, in fact, removed the right part.
Oh.
And I was like,
Well, after they confirm, can they
get Why the fuck are they confirming? The doctor either knows what they're doing or they're not.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you need this confirmation?
Why do you need to confirm?
Why do you need this confirmation?
That the doctor took out the right parts. Like,
well, that's scary. It's crazy. But I mean, I kind of get it. Like, doctors are still
humans. People.
They're human. Like, they mistakes do happen. So I don't know. It's just terrifying to me to even think about. I can't imagine going somewhere for something and then finding out like a whole other body part was taken out of my body. Like, I don't know. I would fucking rage. Like, I would rage.
What do you even do? Because if he's gone, you can't find him. You can't sue him anymore.
Like, the whole Instagram was like basically just a fraud. It was a scam. He was using pictures from Google, from like other doctors' procedures and like his clientele and stuff like that. So I don't know. I just like, please.
Just do your research.
So, like, please do your research. Like, we're not against anyone having plastic surgery or anything. Like, if it makes you feel better, like, go right ahead. But please do your research because, like, your health is so fucking important.
It's not worth losing a kidney.
The long-term effects. And, yeah, it's definitely not worth losing anything, like, anything at all. So please just be very careful because there are some horrible people out there. And doctors, there do be some crazy-ass shit that you hear about doctors and, like, people that – do procedures that aren't even real doctors and stuff like that. Like, you hear horror stories like that all the time.
All the time.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Well, it can be really tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving kind of mode when you're faced with challenges in life. And I feel like there's just no better feeling than having a therapist to be able to talk to about these things and kind of help you
get through it all.
Solutions. Yeah. Yes. Sometimes I just need someone to point me in the right direction. And I feel like my therapist does a great job at like not really telling me what to do, but guiding me in the right direction.
Yes. Cause also same. She can't tell us what to do, but she can tell us if we're staying on track, you know?
Yeah.
So a therapist can help you become a better problem solver, make it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small they are. And this month marks 3 years of therapy for me. Woo! And I very highly suggest you guys.
That's amazing.
Yes. You guys should try it. I highly recommend trying therapy. And, you know, sometimes you do have to go through a couple of therapists to find someone that you connect with, but it is worth it in the end. So when you want to become a better problem solver, therapy can help get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/mamadrama today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/mamadrama.
Oh my gosh, that is like one of my biggest fears.
I think didn't Kanye West's mom pass away from like
she had like a
routine. I'm putting routine in quotes because I don't know if that's like a real thing.
Well, that's
but
what I have
she passed heard. Away. Mm-hmm. It's real, and I actually didn't know when I got my body done. I had no idea that a BBL is actually one of the most risky cosmetic procedures.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I did not know that. Had I known that then,
I remember just being so nervous when you were doing it too. And I was just, I don't know. I just get anyone that I know that's undergoing surgery. My best friend, she had a baby. She had it done twice. And my other friend also had it done twice, too. And
twice.
Every time they've done it, like, I'm just
why
so
the
nervous.
Why the second time? I'm not judging, but why the second time? Revisions?
Yeah, I think just revisions.
Okay.
It was, like, a little down the line. But I was,
I mean, I'm going to get nervous. I want to get a tummy tuck revision.
I just kept telling her, like, I'm just, the whole time she's there, I'm just like nervous. And like, cause you just don't know.
You don't know.
Like, it's a person you love.
Even in America with like the most reputable doctors, you don't know. So it's just scary.
And at first they were, no, they did it like in Colombia or something. So I was just like,
did they go together? Please tell me. Yeah, oh, okay. Together. So they had each other.
But I was still like scared. I was scared as fuck. And I just kept saying like, why? Like, why do you want to do it? Like, why are you doing
but
that? Like,
I will
why do you
say,
want to go to another country? Like,
Colombia is allegedly like the cradle of plastic surgery. So
saying.
Like that is like their specialty.
Yeah.
So it, out of all the countries, I mean, I don't know.
No, I've heard that because my friend Leandra, we always talk about going to get our boobs done together over there. Even though I don't think I'm ever going to touch my boobs anymore.
Oh, I am. Because I'm immediately.
I think I would just get a lift, but I don't want to. I'm scared of putting anything in.
Dr. Miami said once I lose this weight, he got me. So I'm going.
No, I feel like I've been hearing a lot of stories about women taking out their breast implants lately because they've been getting sick. Mm-hmm. They've been getting that
really sick.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's been, I've literally seen more than 10 influencers talk about that and like go through it. So it's just in my head now. And I'm like, why would I put myself through that? You know,
yeah.
I can get a lift, fine. But if not, I'm just going to leave it how God intended it to be.
When I went to Dr. Bacher in Philadelphia, he's in Kennett Square. Mm-hmm. I was like, I really want a breast reduction or whatever. He told me that he would not touch me or my like, like give me a lift or anything until I worked out and lost weight. And he told me to work out first. Mm-hmm. He's like, go work out for X amount of time. And if you're still not happy, then come back to me. And I felt like that was really a good doctor.
Yeah. Like good advice. Like he good wants advice. You to be in good shape before you.
He was like, what I'm going to do for you is not going to give you what you want long term. Mm-hmm. He's like, go work out.
No, that's smart.
You lose the weight everywhere else and we'll see where your breasts are at that time. Mm-hmm. And then.
Yeah. Because when you do lose weight, your breasts could shrink. Also.
Shrink too.
Mm-hmm. So I guess
especially like
it's smart to see where they are at that time. Because then if you take out too much and then if you work out and then lose more weight, maybe your breasts will be too small and you're like, not happy with that.
He said especially like working out the pectoral muscles and things like that could naturally lift them a little bit on their own.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't love hearing it at the time, but I'm glad looking back that I didn't go through with it and basically say, I don't care. I'll do it right now.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of boobs, it's funny because I've been not wearing a bra lately.
Like, I just wear a sports bra at all times.
I don't wear a bra at all lately. Like,
good for you.
I have one today on, but
free the fucking
for
nipple.
The last like few months, I just have not been wearing bras. Like, I love them.
I hate them.
Yeah, and I just feel more comfortable. And Joe, it was funny because Joe was telling me, he's like, ever since you stopped wearing bras, I feel like they got, like they became perkier, like they rose up more or they look different.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's interesting.
How interesting.
Because I feel like I have heard that bras, like when you use them for so long, they
compress.
Make you sag more. They make your boobs sag more.
Oh.
Because they're being held up for so long. So then when they like get a chance to rest or something, they're just sag down, you know, as to where you're not wearing bra, they kind of form their own shape and they're able to like
breathe,
stand up on their own and breathe. Yeah. So I was like, wow, that's really interesting. And he was like, he's always like, I'm telling you, something different is about like, they're just look like
perkier
or like they look. Yeah. And I was like, that's so crazy. And I feel the same way. Like, I literally feel like I see
a difference. Think about it. If the bra that you're wearing is going to put them down like this to like hold them a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
So now I wear like the little
pasties.
Yeah. I love those. Mm-hmm. And then I try not to wear like,
I did literally have a sports bra on. I don't care.
I just put a bra on today because we're filming, but I'm taking this baby boy off as soon as I get home.
You're like,
but
I'm not.
Like, I was like, I feel so much better. Like, I love not wearing a bra anymore. Like, I just don't
care. Can we wait really quick while we're on the subject? I have boys at home, but I hate wearing clothes at home. So I will literally wear like my sports bra and then like boy shorts or like regular just workout shorts. My kids are used to it. Do you like walk around at home like that too?
I do that when it's like Vivi around.
But not Isaac.
But because I don't know why I feel like.
Last night, like Lincoln was like, I'm putting my fucking whole business out there.
I wanted to.
He lifted up my sports bra and he said, Mom, your nipple. And he just pulled it up. It's just regular for them. And I was like, oh, sorry.
Shit, and you're doing it. I'm a fucking girl.
I don't care. And I'm less pretty than you naked. No. So I'm just saying. No, but I don't. It's my kids don't. It's not even. It doesn't even faze them.
I always wear like really small shorts. Like my pajamas are really skimpy because
I don't like to wear clothes. Me too.
Like I can't wear a long pants.
No.
Or, like, a long sleeve. No, I need to.
And as soon as I get home, my leggings come off.
Yes.
So I will put like either shorts on or like really loose pants.
Me too.
I can't wear leggings at home or like sit on the couch with them. I'm like, ugh. Yeah.
Loose and like comfortable and fit. Like not.
But my kids know. They don't even give a shit. But they'll just be like, Mom, your nipple's coming out. And they'll let me know. And I'll be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
I love that.
So I'm like, I don't know if I'm promoting positive body.
I think you are because they're not going to look at
anyone like in a sexualized way.
Exactly.
I hope. Because they'll be like, fix yourself. And then they don't care.
Yeah. It's funny because I know, like, Isaac is not going to ever
He's not going to give a fuck.
But I don't know if it's because I'm, like, you're his mom, so you feel more comfortable doing that, and I'm the stepmom. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is. Like, why do I feel that way?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
He's not going to look at you. No, I promise. He doesn't look at me. He's like, Mom.
If anything, he'll tell us about ourselves. Like, that doesn't look good on you.
He's like, put some clothes on, bitch. No, he wouldn't say that.
That's so funny. No, but like all my pajamas are like that. Like they're just like shorts or small tops or like, but I definitely go around not wearing a bra. So he don't care about that. Like, I don't care.
I hope it's like promoting. I don't want them to sexualize bodies.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, like if they see me naked, not naked, but pretty much naked. I wear shorts and a sports bra. Like,
shouldn't be like a.
They won't associate all women's bodies with sexual beings.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
I hope.
I never even thought about that. And I was like, yeah, that's like, why do I, whenever Isaac's in the house, I'm like, let me not wear
my really skimpy shorts. Yeah, you know? Of course. Like, I understand that. I just didn't know. I don't know if other moms do it or because I saw a TikTok and it was like, are you a naked mom or are you not a naked mom?
I want to be a naked mom all the time.
I always saw my mom naked and I never thought twice. I saw my stepdad
naked too. My mom naked all the
time. I didn't give a fuck. I would just look the other way. I didn't care.
It's funny because my stepdad, he would walk around with like no shirt and like
his boxers
on and I never thought anything of it.
Right.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Like,
I don't care.
We're in our own house. Like, and my mom too, she would walk around like with no top on, like looking for a shirt and shit. I'm like, bitch, like go put a shirt on. Like, what's wrong? City slapping everywhere. Like, I can't. But yeah, I feel like in our household, like growing up, that's always been
normal.
Yeah.
Like nobody cared. I have to tell you this. Natalie took me the other day. She's like, I have an appointment with you at 5:00. And I'm like, okay.
Where?
Okay. I don't like surprises.
I know.
I hate them. So I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this. And she took me to get permanent jewelry. So this has, they like, what is the word, Keem? Soldered? They soldered it? Welded it.
Okay.
Together. So this can't come off. And I got an anklet too.
I've heard of this. And I was like, how the hell does this work? Like, what do you, like, how can't you not take it off?
Like, they like, what is the word?
Welded. But it has, okay. I know what you mean.
You can't take it off.
Okay.
And I love it. And I'm That's obsessed. Cute. And I want to layer them and I want them everywhere.
I like that one that you had with the skull.
On my ankle? Yeah.
I like that.
And I'm obsessed. And
when I first heard about this and it said like permanent, I thought they were like putting it onto your skin for some reason. Right? Like I was like, what the fuck? And everyone in the comments thought the same thing. We're all like, what the hell is this? But then I realized all they're doing is basically like taking off the clamp so you can't.
Yeah, they like solder. Yeah,
like they just put it together.
Welded.
I think welding, yeah. Really,
so they like shock it and then it stays on and there's no clamp or anything. Obviously, if you have to get like surgery or anything, they there's like one little
Because you don't want to break it.
So she said, if I ever like had surgery or there's an emergency and they need to take it off, you would just tell them to clip it right at that circle. And then they would redo it after you know whatever. And I have toe rings that I haven't taken off for 7 years. And every time I get a pedicure, she cleans them for me and stuff, like while they're on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just never take them off ever. So no, when Natalie took me to get the permanent jewelry, I was so upset. And then I texted Taylor and I'm like, please have a permanent jewelry party at the salon so I can come get more like layers. Like I just want like the jewelry like everywhere. Yeah.
They're so cute.
And I'm obsessed. And these are all the kids bursting.
I love like anklets and stuff like that.
They always break off. That's why I wanted to get the permanent one.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't get like
that one.
I love it. Natalie got one too. And they're so cute.
Where did you guys go?
They did a little pop-up in Middletown. So then Taylor messaged them to do a pop-up at her salon. So I'm hoping they do.
That would be cute.
And then I can get more.
I want to go get one.
It's just so cute. And Vivi could get one.
That's true.
So cute.
I don't have to worry about hers like falling off.
Well, and I thought
like her taking it off.
You know, in Spanish culture, they have like, I don't know which one is which, but like mal de ojo.
Baby had that since she was out of my womb.
Well, Isaac's and Lincoln's both broke off and I never saw them again.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, that's bad luck.
I know. So I was like, not this good. Would be perfect, especially in like that mm-hmm. culture
for if, it to not break off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
I still have her bracelet in her thing. She had two actually. And I had one that was blessed. Well, her godmother blessed one for her. And uh-huh. I never take it out of the thing. Like I have, because I don't want no one to touch it or anything.
But then don't you have to put it on her?
She had it on when she was little.
But gotcha.
It outgrew her. I have it like there, but she like blessed it afterwards and stuff like that. But I do get her when we go to the crystal store. She likes to get the little evil eye necklace and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like she's, and I mean the bracelet and stuff like that. And I have one for her for like protection for when she goes to school.
Yep.
So she's
protected.
Good to go. She's ready to go. Everywhere she goes, baby. Like I keep that negative energy away but
they
from
could,
her.
They could do like the permanent ones. And I think there's there was a 2-year-old in there that had one and that's it was so fucking cute.
I love that.
So yeah. Yeah, I thought that
you're
was
the first
so cute.
Person I've ever seen actually have it after I've heard about it a long time ago. And I was like, how does this actually work? Like, what are they talking about? Because you hear permanent and you're like permanent jewelry. Like, it's like got to be that,
like little circle one.
Yeah. Yeah. That one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where so they like cute. Weld it or whatever.
That's really cool. I thought
it was so cute. And you can add charms. You can do all kinds of things. And I was just like, I love it. Yeah, so
I love that.
If anyone wants to have a permanent jewelry party,
let us know.
You know, there's a fantastic person out there who will improve your business, and the trick is just to find them. For a hiring partner that helps you reach your new heights, you need Indeed. And V and I know how this goes because we both own small businesses. And honestly, you don't want to spend all your time looking for candidates. You want to go find them, hire them, interview them all in one spot. You don't want to just spend tons of time trying to do
save time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Indeed is the hiring platform that you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. And you don't have to spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills who can do what you need to do. So get on Indeed.
Yes, absolutely. And it saves you a lot of headaches. You can interview virtually. So that means no downloads, plugins, or purchases. Like she said, you can do it all in one place with Indeed, and we're all about convenience, especially at this time in our lives. Yeah. So after using Indeed's virtual interviews, most employers said it actually saved them days of hiring time, according to Indeed Data USA. So join over 3 million businesses worldwide using Indeed to hire great talent fast right now. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count.
Mm-hmm.
Visit Indeed.com/mamadrama to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/mamadrama. That's Indeed.com/mamadrama. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. There was something that someone posted on the Baby Mama's Facebook group.
I'm scared.
It's a little controversial.
Well, let's hear it. Let's
because
hear it.
Everyone had a lot to say about it. But okay, so she said my 15-year-old stepson came home with a hickey on his neck.
How old?
15.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dad and I both chewed him out and gave him a lecture. I am very cool with bio mom and we all co-parent well. Hubby has told me not to mention nothing about the hickey to bio mom, but it's just not sitting well with me not mentioning it to her. He goes back to his mom's house this Sunday, and I'm afraid that she will see it and blow up more because we didn't tell her. Bio mom has her moments where she and I are really cool and talkative, but then she stops and texts me once in a blue moon. I don't know what to do. And people kind of had your reaction to the point where it's like, oh, he's like a teenager kind of already. Like, it didn't really matter.
Like, 15.
Like, it was like, all right, whatever. But people were also like, no, like, if I were in your situation, someone said, if I were in your situation, I would absolutely want to know. Not telling her could possibly cause the child to start playing parents against each other and unnecessary drama. I would for sure be upset if I wasn't informed if something my child did, no matter where they were at, whenever it happened. So I 100% agreed with that.
I agree with that.
100%. Because then you're kind of giving the child a reason to be like, okay.
To be deceitful to one of the parents.
Yes, and thinking that it's okay. So yeah. even if it starts off as a little hickey and you don't really think anything of it, that could escalate to a much bigger situation.
Agreed.
And he'll be like, well, you guys did this that last time. You know what I mean? So that was the one thing that really caught my attention. I was like, I would never do that. Like,
no.
That's just not how you parent.
I don't love telling Joe certain things.
Yeah. But you know, you're like a half to you
but
know,
I know I like have I to. Yeah. Like I even texted him this morning about something regarding Isaac, and it's mm-hmm. just like I don't want to have to tell him some of these things because it's like to some degree, it's like if it happens at my house, I almost feel at fault.
Like, or you have to take care of it.
Yeah. Like mm-hmm. But then there are things that are partially my fault. And I still tell Joe, like, yeah. Where was the phone thing that we talked about before? It was like, no, that was my fault. I have to tell him, not just for you, but I got to tell him for me too.
For me, yeah.
And so I don't want my kids to feel like they can sneak around at one house mm-hmm. and not the other.
Exactly. And that's like a big thing for me.
And I think if everyone's on the same page, mm-hmm. you know, not punishing him, but talking to him in a way that's like I mean, I don't know. That's the controversial part, I think. It's like they're going to do what they want to do mm-hmm. regardless. It doesn't matter how much you preach abstinence. Mm-hmm. If they're already doing it, they're not going to stop here.
Yeah. And people were saying, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, don't do anything. Don't say anything. I would tell your husband to have an actual convo about safe sex with his son, though.
Yep.
And then someone also brought up the fact that, what did she say? Someone said it also comes down to double standards, because I'm sure hubby would have reacted way worse if it was a girl daughter.
Yep.
And that hit me hard because I was like, holy shit. Like, honestly, I feel like if Isaac came home with a hickey, Joe would be upset. Like, he'd be like, what the fuck? Like, don't do that shit, or like hide it from us. Like, I don't know. Like, we've all been there and we've all had hickeys before. You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like that's something that's going to happen. But as a parent, you're kind of like, damn, like, you don't want to see your child with a fucking hickey, you know?
When
like,
my mom saw the first hickeys I ever had from John, not Joe.
No,
my first boyfriend, John. My first boyfriend was Terrell. My first boyfriend that I was sexually active with was John. Mm-hmm. I had hickeys on my neck. My mom was like, ew. And that's all she said. She didn't say shit to me. She didn't talk about safe sex. She didn't talk about protection. She didn't talk about birth control. She was just like, ew.
Dude, my mom chewed me out in the fucking laundromat. That one right next to Subway. That was where she found my fucking hickey at. I swear to God. This is another reason why I hate that laundromat, because I've had the worst experiences there. She found my hickey.
She said,
I'm chilling there eating my Subway sandwich. And she's like, what the fuck is that on your neck? And I'm like, I forgot to cover it up. I was trying to wear a scarf that day and everything. And like, she found it. And I literally had nothing to say. Like, I was just like, it's a hickey. Like, what do you say? You know, but she looked so disappointed in me. And I was just like, why? I was like, it's a hickey. Like, whatever. Like, but I feel like it's in their minds. It's not just a hickey, because you know, that's leading to something more. I think that's what it is. Cause like, it's a little hickey. Exactly. I'm like, most of the time it's a little hickey, but it leads to something more. Like it's we're doing other shit too, so that's what goes through a parent's mind.
Mom didn't,
so I don't think in general it's thinking. I think it's just the knowing, okay, this child is gonna end up, they're either sexually active, or this is, you know, like, I would be mortified if Phoebe came home and had a hickey on her neck. I don't know how the fuck I would react.
I just had this conversation with one of my friends. She has boys and girls, and I was telling her how we were talking about her son asking to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. But we both agreed. I mean, I call him my nephew, but we both agreed that we thought it was good that he asked. Like, he wasn't trying to be deceitful or like sneak around. She said that, you know, her and her husband, when they first met, they had to sneak around. But she said, you know, they want to be more open-minded with their kids. But she's like, that she told her husband that they have to keep the same energy for their daughters.
Yeah.
If you're going to be open-minded with the boys,
then you have to do the same
for the girls.
Yeah, because then they're going to see that too and be like, well, why didn't you do that same or act the same way with my brother? You mm-hmm. know, like, and you don't. That's already starting the double standard in your own
house.
Home.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
That's already going to be something that you struggle with outside of the house.
And for the rest of your life. In all aspects, exactly. Not just like dates.
So you don't want that shit happening in your house. So I always think the same. I'm like, I don't know how, if Joe would have a different reaction to Isaac and Vivi, but I think either way he'd be a little bit like, oh, fuck. Like,
what are we going to do now?
I think he would definitely come to me like, I think it would like,
We would have to do like an intervention, and I mean,
seriously,
an intervention as far as like safe things.
He'd be like, "What the hell? I'm not gonna
sit here and practice abstinence because,
And I'm not gonna shame them.
No, it's just like, hey, if you guys are gonna do this, let's not leave marks on each other because they just look bad.
Yeah, it's
but not here classy. Is all the information you need to stay safe.
Yeah, 100%.
But Isaac doesn't want children. He wants
cats.
Cats.
We're so lucky.
We're so lucky.
I think that I'm like, I love it. And now Vivi's the same way. So he's rubbing off on her. And I'm like, I love it. Like, stick with the cats. We'll all be fine. This is a great plan.
This is great. This and then is great. Lincoln said he's never going to get married.
Okay.
He's never going to get married and have kids. So
listen, these kids.
Lux is my wild card. I don't know what's going to happen there. But
you know, so my Vivi, my niece Allie, and one of my friend's daughters, Bella, they call each other the rich aunties because they say they just want to be the rich aunties.
Yeah, they don't want to have kids of their own.
I love you guys so much. So they're like the three little rich auntie aunties crew. And it's just so funny to me because I'm like, I wish I had this mindset growing up.
Well, I got four kids. I can't. I didn't want kids.
I was for a little while. I was just the auntie and I was like the cool, fun.
You know, I'm the cool auntie to my friend's kids.
Yeah, that's how I am.
That's so funny. That's
exactly how I am. But I was like, they always call themselves the rich aunties. The rich fun aunties. And that's what they want to be when they grow. They don't want kids. They want to travel. They always talk about, oh, we're going to go here. And I'm like, I pray that you guys stay like this. And
no, really seriously.
Do these things and like have so much fun.
I was just telling Natalie, I'm like, I love my kids to fucking pieces. Like, mm-hmm. Go to the ends of the earth for them. But what is the purpose of having children?
Damn, you just hit me hard with
like,
that one.
I had my fourth kid and I was like,
this is
the fact a that deep I dive. Chose to inconvenience myself for four times and chose to be woken up a million times in the middle of the night.
Yeah, like we choose these things, right?
Like, and just like stress myself out on a regular, like why?
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
We're building.
What fucking legacy do I have? Getting knocked up at 16, Keem? Like, I don't have a legacy. It's not like I come from a family of fucking
like queens.
Inventors and fucking scientists.
We're not Queen Elizabeth, okay?
Like I don't have a fucking legacy. But like, why? Like, that's when so Kristen funny. And I have these conversations, and I told Natalie, I'm like, what?
It's a deep dive. It's one of those deep, like, when you're in deep thought, like, why do I?
Well, and I knew once I had one, which I didn't want any. Mm-hmm. Once I had one, I had to have more because I grew up an only child. So I hated it and I needed more. Mm-hmm. But now that I've had four kids, I'm like,
what is the
what
word?
What
like what
why? Why? Because I
just said the same thing. What why?
I love them and they make me laugh and there are good moments, but I feel like
we're literally just
the stress outweighs the fun times.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. So like why? And I can't get up and go. I can't do whatever I want. I can't sleep in. I can't, you know, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah,
I don't. I'm fucking tired. Why did we do this, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we I don't. It's funny because I've actually seen someone talk about this on a podcast and
I don't regret it. I'm just saying
no,
why.
100%.
I'm just questioning.
And that's the thing. Like, people will probably hear this and be like, oh my God, like,
can't believe Kale said that.
Why do they feel this way? Or why? Yeah. Like, why say that? But this is the fucking truth. Like, we don't.
I mean, I had four kids before I had these thoughts
about like having like being in motherhood. Like, you don't think about any of these things that you're about to be faced with. Like, we didn't. No, half of the things that were going to happen.
Right. Gonna, and so maybe that's why I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that I was going to be
fucking exhausted for the rest of your life. Yeah. Like, it takes a toll on your body.
Like,
like, it really does.
Literally. And so, like, when people say, like, I'm a bitter baby mom and stuff, or I've been a bitter baby mom, it's like, now that I have four kids, I'm like, no, I need the dads always to fucking step up because I need a break.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
so,
you know, you can always just be like, hey.
No. Mainly with Chris, because the other ones are fine now.
Yeah.
We are past that. And I'm so, like, saying, now I'm like.
If you ever feel like you want to just fucking die and like pass the fuck out, call me and I'll come pick up any kid. Like, I don't give a fuck who it is. Like,
so I'm
all
like,
need a break and yeah. It takes a fucking village. Like, it really does. If I need a break with fucking BB, I'm literally like calling my mom, like,
can you take
or,
her for
like,
the weekend?
I'm going down this weekend. Like, I want to go with my friends. Can you stay with BB or whatever? Like, you need that.
I actually saw a TikTok now that we're on this topic. I saw a TikTok of this stay at home mom mm-hmm. who has a nanny. Mm hmm. And she said,
"I've
that
seen
she,
that. I
you
know,
did.
I know what you're talking about.
You did."
Mm-hmm.
And
seen,
she
like, a little bit.
She
of it.
Talks about how, as generations move on, like uh-huh. go forward, I guess yeah. mm-hmm. there's less and less of a village.
Yeah. 100%.
So when my grandma was having her four kids, my mom, she even told me like she spent a lot of time with her grandmother.
Yeah.
She spent a lot of time with her cousins. Like mm-hmm. everyone was kind of helping each other.
And us too. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
We grew up with mostly going to our grandparents' house
mm-hmm.
and stuff like
and
that.
And like other people. Like
and our aunts and uncles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason why moms are so burnt out today is because there's not a village. Mm-hmm. There's no village left.
Where is my village?
Where is my village? Where the fuck
where
is my village?
Where is my village?
And I feel like I related to that because I'm not, I mean, I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I'm also a work-at-home mom and I also work. Yes. So it's like very weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to like label myself or back,
the lack of better words. The lines are very blurred for us, I feel.
Yeah. Because for what we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I do have Natalie who helps me.
Yeah.
That being said, I don't have a village anywhere. Like, Natalie and her kids are my village. Mm-hmm. Like, they just are.
Yeah.
And obviously, Joe and Javi.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't ever call... I would never call Chris's family and be like, mm-hmm. can you help me?
Yeah.
I would never call my own family and be like, hey, mm-hmm. can you help me? Mm-hmm. So she was talking about, like, the burnout and things like that. And so her nanny gives her... that village that. Aspect. Mm-hmm. But she said she gets mom shamed and nanny shamed all the time for it. Oh, and I'm sure. Like,
people get nanny shamed even
when they are working full time. Like Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Like it's just,
but I thought that was really interesting because that is part of the burnout, I feel. And that's part
1,000%. That's like the main fucking reason, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think as a generation, we're just noticing that too because we're like, holy shit, we're tired. We're exhausted. Like, number one, how did my grandparent, great grandparent do this with like 10 kids? But it's like, they all had so many things. They were able to like rely on each other for things. And it came like second nature to them.
Right.
And I think also like our generation, we're like hustle culture has taken over completely. Oh, yeah. And we're also just, I feel like sometimes we're very prideful. Like, we feel like we need to do it all.
Yeah.
Just even, not even just as moms, but just as people.
Like I would not acknowledge having Natalie help me for mm-hmm. the longest time because mm-hmm. not that I didn't acknowledge it to her, but I wouldn't say it publicly because mm-hmm. I was afraid of being shamed for it.
Yeah.
But I do have Lux and Creed 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. And so for them, I feel like Natalie's the other parent for them in my house. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they have their own dad on his time, but, and then there was another TikTok that I saw. It was a woman who was talking about she packed up her kids and sent them to her mom for a month.
Damn.
And people were coming at her neck and they couldn't understand why she would do that. And she said, if you don't have
I would have loved to just pack Vivi up and give her to her grandmother for a month. Number one, like, because we live far, she never sees her grandmother like that. Mm-hmm. And actually, like, I wish I could do it more, like more of a time, but I do that in the summer. Like I'll pack her up for a week and she goes to Jersey. You know, mm-hmm. if my mom wanted to take her on a vacation for a month, I would totally let her do that. You know, like I would never second guess that. Number one, that's the grandma.
Right.
And I feel like people shouldn't even think twice about that. Like, what's the difference? That's her mom. Like, who cares?
I wish I could.
She's helping her own daughter.
This woman mm-hmm. Because they were like, how could you leave your kids for a month? I could do 1 or 2 days. And it's like, first of all, not every mom is the same. And second, it's a grandma.
And that doesn't take
Do you know how many kids spend their summers with their grandparents? Yes, exactly. Or they spend their summers with the other parent?
Yep.
But exactly. When it's the mom.
That's how most custody agreements are. Like, so, like, why is that a problem?
That's not a problem.
It's a parent, but you're mm-hmm. still, that's still the same type. That's still the same situation. You're sending them off to someone where you miss them. And it doesn't take away that feeling.
Right.
Like, you think that we're just sitting back, like doing whatever the fuck we want. Like, yeah, we're probably doing things and like making use of our time. But most of the time we're probably fucking relaxing. Like,
that's what she said. She's like, I go home and sleep
on just stuff like regular them, stuff. Or like, yeah, just like regular things, like catching up on herself. But still fucking missing them. Like, I will think about it doesn't take away from the fact that I'm probably gonna be thinking about her every fucking day, FaceTiming her 3 times a day. Like, no, but like, still, that's good for her and it's also good for me.
Baby Mama's No Drama podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep. While you're listening to us talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, maybe grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone.
Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what.
Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over the 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, y'all. It's Savannah Chrisley, and I've got a new podcast titled Unlocked. We're creating a space for people to truly be vulnerable. You're used to seeing me having to have this picture-perfect bow on the life that I live, and frankly, that's not who I am. I'm a little wild, I'm a little crazy, and I love really, really hard. I really hope that you'll join me every Tuesday as I bring on friends, family, and some guests that I'm pretty sure you're going to recognize. Listen and follow Unlocked now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast app.
My mom, if my mom was sober, mm-hmm. I've talked about it before. She's a great mm-hmm. person yeah. when she's sober. In a heartbeat, if she yeah. was sober, I would send my kids with mm-hmm. them for not the whole summer, probably.
Yeah.
But, you know, the 2 weeks that I have them every month, mm-hmm. you know how we split 50-50s in the yeah. summer. In a heartbeat, I would send them
yeah. to if my Danny mom. If Danny wanted to take the kids for however fucking long, anywhere, I would never
do that. And it's not that. That would be more like grandparent. For me, it would be like more like not for me, but for the kids. Because my yeah, grandma,
that's exactly.
not my grandma, my mom. She is so good when she's sober. Mm-hmm. Like, I would want my kids to experience and they get that. To,
it's a different kind of experience, too, when you're with your grandma. I feel like you're gaining more by giving your child that regardless, because they get that experience with that person. And it's a different experience for them, you know? Like, it's fun. Like, they get to hang out with their cousins maybe that they never see or, yep. you know, like, create new memories. Like, that's going to be something that they're going to hold on to for the rest of their lives. And, like, we have our whole lives to be with our kids. Like, to me, like, a month, I would obviously miss the them. Fucking shit out of her. Like, I
but love how that girl fun to would death, that be?
But I would never not.
I
would
if I had cousins.
100% let my mom take
and we went to grandma's house for the yeah. month. And I was with all could my cousins about, for a month.
Put yourself in that position when you were younger. Like, that's the funnest shit. You're like, oh my God.
I grew up an only child, like, so only grandchild, fun. Only everything.
Yeah, with
and
all
so,
your cousins.
But if I was with all my cousins and like had, yeah, it's fun. That would be so much. And two of my exes actually grew up going to, one grew up going to his aunt's house for the summers mm-hmm. and being with his cousins mm-hmm. and then the other one grew up going to his grandma's house for the summer
yeah.
like and they lived in the same town
yeah
so it's just like I don't know like I think
people think you have to be a certain way like if
oh you're not a good mom if you send your kid to your grandma's you do
that. But it's like that doesn't mean I'm not a good fucking mom like I'm still feeling all these things but like regardless, I have to do what's best for me, but I'm also doing what I know is best for my child. Like that's an experience and like a little vacation for them, really, if you yeah. think about it, that they're gonna love too. So it's a win-win situation. Yeah. Like, and it's not like you're not gonna not see them or not talk to them, you know?
Like, I also just don't love the aspect of like I feel like that's mom shaming.
It is.
Like, oh,
100%,
how could you do that?
You're trying to tell someone their own feelings and like put them down for a decision that they made that's best for them and their family. Child. Like, there's no right or wrong. There's what works in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, like whatever works for you, if that's right for you, then that's right for you. Mm-hmm. There's no right or wrong when it comes to like what decisions you make as a parent. Right. I mean, unless it's like.
Keem, did you grow up going to anyone's crazy. House in the summertime? Where'd you go?
My grandma's.
Like all summer?
Okay. Grandma.
Yeah, like my grandma's and my uncle's who I live with now.
But. And you would just go for like weeks at a time?
For a summer.
Oh, the
for
whole summer?
Yeah.
See?
And what would your mom do? Or your parents?
I don't know.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, that was like a fun house.
See?
And did you have cousins and stuff?
All my cousins was there. Like everybody went to the same spot for the summer.
See, I fucking love that.
And I love that.
And you're not mad at your parents.
No, you know, like, Massanutten, it's a Virginia resort. Mm-hmm. Like Resort Virginia. We went there every summer. That was like our thing.
And you were never mad at your mom for taking you to grandma's?
No, I wanted to. Because all my cousins would be here.
Oh, yeah. So it was a great time.
Yeah, everybody would be
here. It's like a different experience, right? And it's something you look forward to.
Yeah, it's like home away from home type thing.
My sister did that too. My sister would go to Florida to be with my grandma and my cousin. And she would stay there for like the whole summer sometimes, and I'd be home by myself, so I'd be mad. But like, she, my mom, like, let her do that. She didn't care.
I spent a lot of time with my grandparents just all year.
Yeah,
but I didn't have cousins, like I said. So if I did, and we all went to grandma's house, like,
I don't get why people shame for that. Like, yeah,
like that is, I don't know if it's
gonna,
just,
you know, obviously you're gonna miss them, and you shouldn't act like they're still not human and they're just not.
No, being a mom, like, is your emotion, only identity.
Like, emotionless, that's, and you're not allowed what that to means. Like, I'm still going to miss them and stuff, but I think it, overall, it's just a better, it's better for both. Like, you both get a good.
No, there are some moms who really take on that whole identity. That's their personality. They don't allow anyone else to feel differently or do differently.
Listen, if that's your identity and that's what you want to be, that's fine. I'm not that person.
I'm not that fucking person.
Because I know, like, my life doesn't solely... I could never solely be just a mom. I can't. Like, if that's not Lux me. Told I can never... Lux, that's never going to just fulfill me, just that. Just, it fulfills me, but it's not just the only thing that fulfills me. Like, I have passions and I have hobbies and I have other things that I love that don't include...
Vivi.
Being a mom. Yeah. So... And that's what makes me me. Like, that's what makes me an individual and just a woman in general. Like, not just placed in this box that you can only be a mom. Before I was a mom, I only knew this girl for 6 years. 7 years. She know me her whole life. Shut, I ain't know her my whole life.
I've only known this girl for 6 years. I've only known these fucking kids for 12 years. Like, they don't know me.
Yeah, like, they don't know me. And I still want to keep me. You know what I mean? Like, Lux, doesn't that make sense?
Lux loves the shit out of his Nana, which is Chris's mom.
Yeah.
Loves the shit out of her.
That's so cute.
And he, now that he has, like, a brother on his dad's side and his... I don't know if he calls her aunt or Titi or what.
Yeah.
Has a son. Aww. So there's, how many is
it's
there?
Like, he's going to be growing up with.
There's four of them. Cousins or something. Yeah. So, like, as time goes on, he's got cousins over there and stuff. And if he told me, Mom, I want to go spend the, if it was with Nana, I would allow it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Because it's Nana. Like, that's,
you that's know, his Nana. Like,
yeah.
Like, he knows Nana and 100%. He loves her, and that's his girl. But even Lincoln spent a month in Guatemala.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
And I don't think, like, people really know that, but Lincoln went to Guatemala for a month with his grandparents. And
he was, how old was he too? He was like,
what? He was young, three.
Three, right?
Mm-hmm. But if he could go to Guatemala for a month every year, that's his fucking culture, and I would want him to go.
Yes,
like, even 100%. If he didn't want to go, I'd be like, no, this is your cult. Like, you need to, like, go experience that, because, like, I know Javi experienced going there every year, and I would want that for Lincoln, too. Like, if they were like, hey, we're going for a month, I'd be like, awesome. Like, so fucking cool.
Like, pack it the fuck up. Like, yep. Send me pictures.
I need to know. Exactly. I'll come visit. Like, whatever.
Listen, it's fine, but I guess it does come down to, like, not everyone is going to mother the same way you do, you know, like, people are just, they handle things differently, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you said, like, it goes back to, like, the whole identity thing. Like, it's, that's not everyone's full identity. It's just, like, motherhood all the time. And that's okay. And, like, people shouldn't be people should not be shamed for that. Like, at all. I don't think.
It's weird. Very weird energy.
Yeah. Like, direct that
energy. Stop mom shaming just because. And don't even comment. Like, I don't, like, if this wasn't even my TikTok. You
disagree with someone and not.
Don't comment.
Put them down for it.
Yeah. Like, don't even comment on someone's shit. I don't know how you do this. I could only leave my kids for one, maybe 2 days. That was the comment that I read. And I was like,
really?
This isn't even my TikTok, and fuck you. Like, why are you saying that?
What am I
going to
do in a day? Like, I need a little more than that.
But first of all,
exactly. Like, if that's how you feel, okay, that's fine.
Last week I had a day without the kids. Not even without the kids. I think it was just while they were at school. I got so frustrated because I went to two fucking places and it was already 12 o'clock and I only had 2 hours left before I had to go get in the pickup line. And I didn't even get all my shit done.
Yeah. There's, like, not enough hours in a day to, like, do what I need to do.
And I wanted to take a nap. And it was, like, either go to Target or take a nap. I couldn't do both.
Yeah.
So, no, you're not getting shit done in one day.
You picked Target, right?
I picked a nap.
Oh, okay. I mean, if there's anything else that I would pick over Target, I guess it would be a nap. So, right. I give you that. I actually have to go to Target after this, too. But, no, 100%. Like, listen, I need to be more than that. I need to always, like, I need to fill my cup all the way. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, listen, it's momming, it's wifing, it's being a friend, it's, you know, like, being a freaking sister, like, it's trying to, like, do hobbies, my businesses, like, my
that's cup so needs, much.
Is my cup is full.
Has to be full.
As fuck. It's all the time. So it's like, I need that shit for myself. I need my own shit. Like, I need my own time. I need a fucking month. Like, give me a good month.
Well, how about we just, we could just take turns. I'll take all the kids to Puerto Rico for a month this year. Not this year, 2023. Mm-hmm. The next year, y'all take the kids.
We'll take all the kids for somewhere. A month.
And then
listen, I'm down.
Hopefully, Javi and I will be on good terms. Y'all take the kids to Guatemala for a month.
I'm down. Take us.
Just take all that'll these fucking kids.
That'll be fun. We just put them together in a just little basket.
Just put them
basket. In a little.
Send
them off.
All your brothers and sisters.
Peace. Like, have a good time.
Actually, we'll send Natalie.
Yes.
We'll just send Natalie with all the kids because she's the nana.
And she would love that, too.
She would love it. And we'll just all just chill at home.
She's the best. That's
I'm going to text her now. Hey, can you take the kids somewhere for a month? We'll pay for it.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Well, let's do a down in the dizzy.
I'm not a down in the dizzy. What?
Damn, it's going down in the DMs.
What?
Okay, so this, I haven't even read this yet, but I just read the subject line and it says bad head and you're dead. So I want to read this. With a little skull next to it too. She said what? Okay, so it says, hey baby mamas, I have a down in the DM for y'all. Unfortunately, not as interesting as some of these sex life scandals, but I am a corrections nurse and boy, the stuff that occurs throughout my shift is unbelievable. I deal with drug overdoses, fights, and mental.
In jail?
Uh-huh. Yeah, girl.
Drug overdoses?
Uh-huh.
Where are they? I thought they made you cough. I thought they bend over and cough.
Girl. Haven't you seen shows where they're, like, you ever seen 60 Days In? Yeah.
Where do they put them? Crazy.
Anywhere.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes. You ever seen shows like that where the COs are, like, cool with the inmates? And anyway, let's go back to this, please. She said, I'm normally assigned to the max custody floor, so these inmates have nothing to lose. Most are facing life. Believe it or not, I've gained a lot of respect over the years, and for the most part, they're pretty respectful while caring for them now. In the beginning, when I was a new nurse, there were dicks out every direction I turned in the unit, bro. So anyways, the juicy part of my story, one of my patients had to have his foot amputated.
Time out. They were having sex with each other.
Where does it say that?
I'm asking, because she said there's dicks everywhere.
No, like, they probably just, like, yeah, they're really nasty flash. In there. Like, women corrections officers, they'll, like, kind of, like, sexually assault, like, harass them. Not sexually
Oh,
assault,
I'm not fucking nobody them. Like that.
Yeah, because they're in there, like she said, they have nothing to lose. They don't give a fuck anymore. So they'll fuck around, yeah, like with the corrections like officers. Yeah, like, they're horrible in there. I actually know some people in, like, Joe's family. I think two of them are, like, corrections officers and shit. So they've seen some shit. But it says one of my patients had to have his foot amputated. I had to provide wound care for him daily. I absolutely love true crime docs, and each of their stories completely intrigues me. Anyways, imagine a 60-year-old man sitting down telling you that he was locked up because he was drinking with his quote unquote lady friend, and she told him all these years he has gave terrible head. I about died when he said this. Thank God I had my mask on because I have a serious problem with controlling my facial expressions and laughing at inappropriate moments. Same. In my mind, I was thinking, damn, grandpa is still licking the cat. So my patient said, I got my gun and shot her in the head and then called 911 to let them know.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
I was completely shocked the story ended that way. Yeah, no shit. To think she was drunk and said something she held in forever, and for this fragile looking grandpa to blast her because of it, absolutely nuts. That's insane. Working as a nurse in corrections is definitely eye opening to the mental health situation evolving. I love my job and every day is something different, and I try to remember that at the end of the day, I'm not here to judge. I treat them the way I want to be treated, but damn, some days I feel like I'm in a true crime docuseries listening to their stories and gossip around the unit. Let me know if you want some more jailhouse
yes,
tea in
we
the
want
future.
All
we
of,
want
we
it all.
Want all of it.
We want
at
it
all times. We need a jail time segment.
Well, I'm never. I mean, I think we should all just never tell a man that they have bad head anymore. You can't tell them anything. They're gonna
you have to tell them because otherwise it'll never get better. And they think that they're fucking gods because they give good head
Could you imagine? Like,
imagine getting shot in the head because you're, because you express
like what you want in the bedroom. Or, well, they said like she was holding this in, I guess. Like, she's finally, she told him finally, like out of nowhere. So maybe he just got pissed off. But like, you don't shoot someone in the head because they tell you your head is bad. Like, what the fuck? What do you care at this point? You're like 70 years old. Like, who cares? The deed is done.
I'm speechless.
I am. That's like,
no, I so need crazy. All these stories. So wait, so he shot her in the head and now he's losing his foot?
Well, I guess, yeah.
That's karma.
He had to have his foot amputated. So she provides, like, the care for him daily. And I guess that's when she told, when he told her. That's so crazy. Well, yeah, now he's losing his foot, so.
Well, she lost her life.
That's why it says bad head and you're dead. Like,
R.I.P., babe.
R.I.P., babe. Oh, my gosh. That's so sad. That's crazy. Should we read another one? Mm-hmm. Let me see.
That's insane.
That is really fucking crazy. We have a recording. Should we try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning. Okay.
She's a singer. I love that.
A shit story. Sorry, V. Anyway, I'm going to take you back a few years to when my now husband was my boyfriend. And so I went over to his house, you know. We were in that stage where you're spending, like, more than just a few hours and then going back home. Well, anyway, I get there, you know, we're, like, just hanging out, and my stomach just, like, off the chain all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, just starts basically talking full sentences to me. So in my head, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, this is going to be bad. So I'm, like, trying to figure out every scenario. Like, how do I get out of here? Because I know I'm not about to shit in this man's house. And so,
okay,
let me try to go to Walmart or, like,
Wawa, bitch. Wawa.
So I'm like, hey, like, I'm going to go to Walmart and, I don't know, get a fucking toothbrush. Like, I don't know.
A toothbrush?
What? I don't remember exactly what I said. And so he's like, all right, like, I'll go with you.
No, you won't.
Fuck, I don't want you to go with me. I gotta shit. So anyways, basically, long story short, I hold this shit all day. And you know, anyone that's held their shit for...
Well, I can't hold mine. It'll come out.
There's no way I can do that. No way.
And it's like diarrhea.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I told Kristen that and she said that doesn't happen to her.
Dying. No, that's happened to me.
Dying. Like, at that point, come 6, 7 o'clock, I was in pain.
Right.
6, 7 o'clock.
Like, I'm like, fuck it. I was like, hey, like, I'm going to take a shower. Weird, because I never fucking took showers there. Like, that was my first shower there. And my plan was to turn that shower on loud enough to where you wouldn't be able to hear me shit. But then I was nervous. Oh, my God. What if I, like,
fart
while the shower's going? That's weird.
Right.
So
don't tell me you did in the shower.
As I turn the shower on, it's starting to just, like, seep out.
Right.
So I'm like,
oh, my God.
Right.
I know where this is going.
I just take off all my clothes.
Mortified.
And hop in the shower. When I tell you I spread my literal ass. Blue. Onto the wall.
No, not the wall.
Where you can take the handle off.
No!
And clean. No. This was a one... I don't know how to fucking say it. It was one bill. It was hooked.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, fuck.
How do you clean that?
Oh, my God. So then I'm like, okay. So I start cupping the water.
She's like throwing water.
In my hands. And toss it over there. So I'm scared shitless, like, oh my God, is he gonna see me?
Or smell it?
Oh my God, yeah. Like,
but anyway, regardless.
I hope there was a vent in there.
I grew up in a house where we did not, I mean, you had a light in the bathroom. You didn't have no fan, none of that fancy shit. Ugh. So...
The fancy shit.
I'm like, all right.
Fan is fancy, keep saying that.
It made it hotter, which made
the smell
worse. Deep
through the crack.
No!
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Okay? Oh, that's horrible.
And I was like, oh yeah.
If my apartment starts smelling like shit
because
of your,
I don't know, because it smells really bad.
Oh my gosh! I would die.
I'm literally so mortified. I never wanted to come back again. I was just gonna block him, you know, just.
That's so
cool. He said, are you okay?
And now we're married.
All the time.
Everywhere.
Okay. Well, I hope you liked my story.
We loved your story.
Loved it.
You guys.
We love you.
Poor thing. Bye. Kristen told me that doesn't happen. Like, if when I could used to hold my poop, like a long time ago,
I would get a pain.
And it would turn into bubble guts. Mm-hmm. But Kristen said that doesn't happen to her.
Yeah.
Lux won't poop in public. Like, he won't poop at school. Mm-hmm. He'll poop in, like, porta potties. And I'm like, I'm not going in there to wipe your ass. So I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. Lux and Lincoln both will wait till they get home from school.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can't. I'm at the point where I just.
No, I have to go.
For hours. I have to go when I have to go. Like, I'm not even going to take the risk. No. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, don't nobody want to be going home with shitty pants.
Oh, no. She didn't have. Oh.
That's horrible. But yeah, I can imagine how much that smelled. Like, with the steam from the hot water. And it's like worse. I already knew where that story was going.
I think the trick is to put on the bath part of the water. Because it's louder.
Not the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And. But also, you got to flush quickly because you can't have the shower going for 20 minutes and then you flush.
Yeah.
Because you're giving yourself away.
Yeah, you should have just let the bath run and then just did it right under that while also cleaning your ass at the same time. Like, squat down and let it go down the drain immediately. That would have been perfect, right? Rather than sulking in the shower.
Oh, my heart.
I can't. Well, I'm glad you guys are married now, so.
I can't tell you how many times I've gone to Wawa.
Oh, to, like, poop. Oh, God.
I'll be right back. I gotta go get something. There's a window. Open it.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Bless you.
That's all we have for today.
We love y'all. Yeah. And don't forget to check out our merch. We have our core collection still up on babymamasnodrama.com.
Yes.
And the core collection is there, so don't forget about it. Yeah. And
we love the hoodies.
We love the hoodies.
It's hoodie season, so yes. Go get you one.
Tuesdays are for therapy.
Yes. And download, subscribe, and leave us a nice little review.
And
we'll talk to you next week.
And send us your jail stories. Okay, bye.
Bye.